episode 251 of the Todd Wright Toddcast. So let's turn the page from sort of a ceremonial episode towards something that many of you have wondered when I would speak about it, really for the last few weeks. And it's about the continued failures of Canadian National Hockey League franchises to win the Stanley Cup. Let's get into that after I tell you about Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean many things, including, but not limited to, family law, divorce, post-judgment. Just a few examples. If you have a need for legal assistance, and I hope you don't, but as a non-attorney, paid spokesperson, I would like to advise you that you can get a free consultation from Brandon Legal Group to see if what they call full service covers what you need in terms of legal assistance. And you can get that free consultation by calling, where did I put the phone number? I still haven't memorized it. It's not an easy number to memorize. 813-902-3576. 813-902-3576. You can always request a free consultation online at BrandonLegalGroup.com. I thank Brandon Legal Group for their continuing support of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They both participated in and provided first place prizes at Todd Wright Tour 42. Now, if you're saying, well, wait a minute, is there a conflict of interest here? You know, how can they provide the first place prizes if they're also playing in the tournament? What happens if they win? This just did. They've never won a tournament. Never won the team prize that they put in. Colin once won a skin that was very impressive in an event we did at Countryside Country Club with a birdie on 9 many years ago. And that's pretty much the list of golf accomplishments from Brandon Legal Group in terms of their participation in my tournament. So no conflict of interest. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. That said, since I first met Jeremy Roberts of Brandon Legal Group, he's shaved at least 20 strokes off his game. He really has, and he's very good at what he does as the marketing director for Brandon Legal Group. West Chase Golf Club will host Todd Wright Tour 43. On a date to be announced later this summer. I'm taking my summer break and will announce when the tournament is available for purchase of tee times. It will fall in line with all previous 42 tournaments that I have run since 2015 in being $99 or less for tournament fees. West Chase Golf Club has hosted an annual Todd Wright Tour golf tournament longer than any other course in the 8 going on 9 year history. And for what it's worth, they're already booked for October of 2023, and they're already booked to host in 2024. I enjoy my relationship with the management team, the staff of West Chase Golf Club. I really enjoy playing a well-conditioned, well-maintained, unique golf course, and have for a number of years. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Daryl, to name a couple. You can find tee times, yes, public golf course. There's been some perception in the Tampa Bay area West Chase is private or semi-private. They are not. You can get a tee time. It's a public golf course. Go to westchasegc.com, westchasegc.com. All right. Instagram, I'm at Todd Wright 2121. Twitter, I'm at Todd Wright 2121. Facebook, simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And my email for this podcast purpose is wright.todd@yahoo.com, wright.todd@yahoo.com. Here is your much anticipated and, dare I say, annual podcast pointing out the flaws of Canadian National Hockey League franchises and how they continue to be simply incapable of competing for the biggest prize in what they consider their sport. It is one of the more fascinating things to me, especially considering the annual blind nature of the Canadian hockey media that for some reason thinks things change and don't learn from their mistakes and annually pick their own teams to win Stanley Cups. And they've been failing now for 30 years. Yep. I record this podcast at a time we are currently within the Stanley Cup final between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers. We are guaranteed that it will not be a Canadian-based National Hockey League franchise to win the Stanley Cup for the 30th straight year. 30 straight years. Last time, 1993, when Canada won a Stanley Cup. So many ways to go here. Let me just lay a few things out. The all-Canadian teams in this year's playoffs, which was only three, one was eliminated in the first round, and then two were eliminated in the second round. All Canadian Hockey League teams were eliminated before the conference finals, which is a fairly regular occurrence these last 30 years. So when that happened, I like this fun fact. The four cities represented in this year's conference finals, the final four for this year's Stanley Cup: Dallas, Las Vegas, Sunrise / the Miami Fort Lauderdale Palm Beach market, and Raleigh, North Carolina, did not have National Hockey League teams the last time Canada won the Stanley Cup. Let that sit in. This year's Final Four: Las Vegas, Dallas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Sunrise / Miami Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach. None of the four markets that were the last four playing for this year's Stanley Cup had a National Hockey League team the last time Canada had a team win the Stanley Cup. If that doesn't tell you that things have completely changed as it relates to who wins the Stanley Cup and why, I will give you some more numbers going forward. There continues to be this outdated thinking among Canadian sports and hockey media that each year somehow the problem is solved. It is not. The problem just perpetuates. It's already perpetuating based on some moves that were made by the Toronto Maple Leafs and the antiquated management style of their proudest hockey franchise that obviously hasn't won a Stanley Cup in forever, and this year did manage to win in the first round, only to get slobber knocked in the second round of the playoffs by the Florida Panthers, losing to the other Florida team after finally getting by the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's why I stopped listening to SiriusXM NHL radio a few years ago, because of the blatant biases from so many of the people on air, and it continues with a otherwise likable personality named Steve Koulis, who said early in the second round of this year's playoffs, based on some result in the East, he said, "I think the Edmonton Oilers just won the Stanley Cup." That's just moronic. It really is. And I hold people accountable, especially when they are consistently stupid. And that's what the Canadian hockey media are. And that's why they vote their own players on their own teams for these awards, because they can control that. Meanwhile, they can't control the outcomes of actual playoff games, where American teams, where rosters are dominated by Canadian players. I'm not saying Canadian players have no say in this. Roughly, three of every four active players in these Stanley Cup finals are from Canada. But the key is, they don't play for a Canadian-based National Hockey League franchise. Matthew Tkachuk, a wonderful example, almost 30 years after Joe Sakic got the hell out of Canada, won the Cup immediately, Matthew Tkachuk gets the hell out of Canada and is in the Stanley Cup Finals and was a one-man wrecking crew in the conference finals to get Florida back to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 96. So let's run down some numbers. Canada's last Stanley Cup was 1993. I'm not going to run down for you every American team that has won the Stanley Cup since, but it is all American teams. As a matter of fact, based on my research, and I may have missed something here along the way, but my point is still valid. All right. I see Canada making the Stanley Cup Finals in 94, losing to the Rangers, making the Stanley Cup Finals in 2004, losing to the Lightning, making the Stanley Cup Finals in 2006, losing to Carolina, making the Stanley Cup Finals in 2007. Kind of a nice run there, considering there was no 2005. Canada really got their hopes up middle of the aughts, the first decade of the 21st century, when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, basically three straight on-ice years, lost all three. 04, losing to the Lightning. 06, losing to the Carolina Hurricanes. 07, losing to the Ducks of Anaheim. Yeah. So the fact that they lost to franchises that hadn't had hockey, or cities that hadn't had hockey that long, just burned them even more. And then in 2011, Canadians nearly burned down their own major city when Vancouver lost in 7 to the Boston Bruins. And I still remember talking to a dear friend who had and continues to work in the sports media in Canada when Vancouver was burning after losing Game 7 to the Bruins, and her saying, yeah, this isn't Vancouver. And I told her, I said, yeah, I can see the video for myself. It is Vancouver. And then since then, they lost the 2021 Stanley Cup Finals to Tampa Bay. And I'm going to put an asterisk by that one because the fix was in to get Canada into the Final Four, at least based on a Canadian-only division because of a nationwide, because of a global health emergency. So the fix was in there. And then Vegas really tanked in the conference semifinals. But Canada was guaranteed a 1-in-4 shot to win a Stanley Cup that year because of a national health because of a global health emergency. So there's an asterisk by Montreal getting to the 2021 finals based on the format of that season and the playoffs. And the fact that they even got there, I think, is summed up very nicely by three words after the Lightning won that Stanley Cup final by Nikita Kucherov, number one bullshit. So, let me do some math for you. Not only has it been 30 years since a Canadian-based National Hockey League franchise has won their greatest prize, the Stanley Cup, of the 60 teams that have played in the Stanley Cup Finals, 54 have been American-based National Hockey League franchises. 54 of the 60. Only 6 of the 60 in 30 years have come from Canada. Let that one sit in a little bit. So of the Stanley Cup finalists, if it isn't bad enough a Canadian-based National Hockey League team can't win a Stanley Cup in three frickin' decades. Only 10% of the Stanley Cup finalists are Canadian National Hockey League teams. 10%. 6 out of 60. 54 represented by United States-based National Hockey League teams. I want to go one step further, a couple steps further with this before making a final point, because numbers don't lie. I went back and looked at every playoff bracket. I may have missed a game or two somewhere along the way. But, you know, I thought about how Montreal in 2021 got to the, in essence, the conference finals or the semifinals, but they were able to do it by exclusively beating other Canadian teams. So I said to myself, I wonder over the last 30 years, if I remove Canadian hockey wins against other Canadian teams in the playoffs, how have Canadian National Hockey League franchises done head-to-head in the playoffs against American National Hockey League franchises? Head-to-head. Head-to-head play. Whether it's the first round, you already know in the Cup Finals they're 0-6. You already know that. But what about the whole postseason? Well, I did the math. I looked it up. And again, I may be one or two wins off. I might have missed something or did some bad math, but I have a feeling I'm pretty close. You want to know what it is? Canadian-based National Hockey League franchises the last 30 years of the Stanley Cup playoffs are 43-88 head-to-head in the playoffs against a United States-based National Hockey League franchise. I have Canada with 43 wins and the United States with 88 wins in the entire Stanley Cup playoffs for the last 30 years. So break that down simply, kind of like I just did, saying not only has Canada not won a Stanley Cup in 30 years, how they have only had 10% of the finalists for the Stanley Cup, 6 of 60. When you go 43-88 with your Canadian franchises head-to-head against American franchises in the playoffs, that means you win one of every three times. So yeah, that's how inferior these Canadian National Hockey League franchises are in terms of winning against American-based National Hockey League franchises in the postseason. They win one of every three series against an American team in the playoffs on average over the last 30 years, which is why I think the fix was in 2021, and then you factor in the DeBoer tank job of Vegas to get Montreal in the final, where they were taken behind the woodshed by the Tampa Bay Lightning and were not a worthy finalist team. So how do the numbers get even worse? No Stanley Cups in 30 years for any Canadian-based National Hockey League franchise. 6 of 60 Stanley Cup finalists for Canadian National Hockey League franchises the last 30 years. 43-88, roughly one of every three series head-to-head against an American team they win. One of every three. That's it. Here's how it gets and even sounds worse. it's not just that Canada is zero for their last 30, because they have multiple franchises. Let me give you an analogy. As a Cowboy fan, I see and take a lot of shit that it's been since 1995 that the Cowboys last won a Super Bowl. Now, I am very quick to point out to people who shouldn't be talking that the Cowboys still have won five, and if you don't want to play the history card, the Cowboys still have won a Super Bowl more recently than half the National Football League has. And you can look that up for yourself. Now, that's 1 year less, though, actually two, than Canada has gone without winning a Stanley Cup. But Canada, every year, has multiple chances to win a Stanley Cup. Every year, the Cowboys have one chance to win the Super Bowl. They are one franchise. Canada has a minimum over those 30 years of six. And when you add up over the last 30 years, every Canadian franchise having a shot to win a Stanley Cup each year in the last three decades, that means Canada is 0 for 197. They've had 197 chances based on the number of franchises based in Canada each year over the last 30 years. So the country isn't 0 for 30. They are 0 for 197 in the last 30 years. They've had 197 chances to win a Stanley Cup, and they have nothing. Yet every year, I hear the overvaluing and bullshit about Canadian NHL-based teams winning the Stanley Cup. And I have friends in Vegas who I tell every year, just if you just bet every game that's a Canada versus US game, just bet every game US, in the end, you will win. And even Kelly from VSiN, at one point on Twitter earlier this year, when Edmonton and Toronto won the first round. Wow. Boy, that's deep into the playoffs. And it was something like there was a number up either at South Point or Circa. What country wins the Stanley Cup? And America was only something like, I don't know, minus 160. It was stealing money. Absolutely stealing money. Because 29 years of failures easily became 30 years. And all these numbers, and just the example of Matthew Tkachuk wanting out of Calgary and going to South Florida and doing what he did, just like Joe Sakic did what he did when the Nordiques tanked their last year in Quebec as the one seed, losing to the Rangers, only the second time that had ever happened in the Stanley Cup Finals. And then the next year, Sakic raises the cup. By the way, that next year, all five Canadian teams that made the playoffs lost in the first round to United States teams, 0-5 in 96. I got all this. Let it be a lesson to all of you who are smart enough to see this isn't just a pattern. This is a problem for Canadian National Hockey League franchises. It's not Canadian players. They populate teams that play in the Stanley Cup Finals, but they've got to get to American National Hockey League markets to have a legitimate chance. 0 for $197. That's what Canada is the last 30 years in trying to win the ultimate prize in what they call their game. There's my annual rant and my annual I told you so to those who, for some reason, ignore all these numbers and all these facts, namely the Canadian media that slurp up to Connor McDouchebag and think he's the best player on the planet. You don't get it. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by West Chase Golf Club. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.